Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80th Venice Film Festival. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of Humanist Vampires Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person in the section Giornata degli Autori, Ariane Louise Says. How are you?
Good, and you?
Fine so far. So my first question is, where did you get the idea for the script and how long it takes for you to shoot the film?
This idea popped up in my head at some point. It was for a short film at first, and I find it funny to think about a vampire who just want to eat consenting person, and I decide that there's more to say about this story, because I think about the other character, and if she meets someone who wants to die, but like they are both so lonely and so outcast in their own world, maybe they can learn from each other, and maybe they can bring something to each other to like accept themselves. And so I thought there's more than a short film, and I bring one of my good friends in it to co-screenwrite it with me, because I want to do a comedy, and it was my first comedy, so she's really funny and I'm funny, and we make us laugh, so I was like, it's gonna be so easy to do something funny together, and it works. And yeah,
indeed, I can say it. So, you know, Sasha actually is a character, she's a character where you can, as you said, is like two different characters meeting and, you know, in some way colliding together, and doesn't want to kill, and is, you know, how it was working for you to emphasize these things with the actress, the real actress, when you said to her, you know, do that in a certain way, be sweet in a certain way, and so on.
It's really hard to start from the scratch to build that. So I wanted to find some actors who already bring something, a proposition, and work with that. And my idea was to cast two person who can looks like kind of weirdo a little bit, but a different way. And Félix Antoine, who played Paul, when he arrived in audition, he proposed something really like precise and believable, and I was so relieved, because I was thinking that the process to cast this role will be so long. And so his first proposition was near that what I had in mind. And for Sasha, it was a little bit the same process, but I already saw this actress, Sarah Monpetit, in other films. She had this little something where she kind of ageless and mysterious and funny, but I didn't know she was funny, because it's not the other two films, it's a drama. And so I tried to work that with her in audition, and I discovered that she's so funny, and the two together, they are like, something happened. So it's, and after we worked like on how the vampire move, how they talk, like they almost never move and talk in the same times, and the space times for vampire is different, so they move a little bit slowly and sometimes really fast, just one move. And the parents, they move in the same time sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, yeah,
that's high kind. Vampire vibes here, right? Yeah. When you saw them, yeah, I love that. And I want to talk about the setting a bit because, you know, it reminds like classical or vampire movies. So like Waikiki, for example, mm-hmm. which were your inspirations there, and how did you, you know, construct every setting? It was, you know, like only fixed camera, how you decide mm-hmm. to choose better to, you know, emphasize the setting.
Mm-hmm. I like to work with fixed camera because it makes the movement more powerful when it arrives, and it have a purpose.
Yeah.
And I like when the character are more free in the frame, and I like when it's well done as a viewer, like when I see a film in like a long shot seems so dynamic. I think it's so brilliant. So yeah. It's something that I try to do. And I like when it's the character that are more dynamic than the camera. And I like when the framing is really like construct and yeah.
It's like being there, right?
Yeah.
And what about, you know, the construction of the setting and maybe the costumes too? You have already something in mind? Is something that you study with other people of the production?
Yeah, I have inspiration in mind, and after I work with the costume designer to brainstorm a little bit, but I really like the artistic direction in Only Lovers Left Alive, because there's something like, yes. It's hard to be off a little bit, but not over the top off. And I think the aesthetic of the vampire in this film are like amazing. Yeah. They are white, but not too white. They, like if you meet them in the street, they will look weird, but like eccentric. It's a direction that I gave to the production designer and the costume designer and the makeup artist. But for each character, I had a precise a character inspiration for their look in a lot of other movies, and from different eras as well.
Yeah, yeah. So like it was a modern vampire with his soul of decadence through it. So yeah, amazing. And one of the scene that, you know, is very compelling for me is when they are doing the singing in the playback mm-hmm. of the romantic song that you choose. And so is that a song that has a meaning for you, and how did you shot this scene?
This song has meaning for me, yeah, because like the song talks about how emotion can...
Can you tell us the song?
Oh, yeah, it's Emotion by Brenda Lee.
Okay.
And the lyrics can be read like... Can be heard like emotion can be your biggest struggle in life. And for Sasha, it is. But it's also... The emotion can free you at some point, and I think later in the film, in her path, at some point, maybe emotions are not her biggest enemy. It depends how you see it, but I think the song have evolved, the meaning of the song evolve with the film. And what was the other question?
This, how did you shoot the scene, actually?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with them together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I rehearsed it a couple of times with them because it's a single shot. It can be just really long and boring.
No way.
And so I wanted to really, like, choreograph it with them. I'm sorry. For the lightning, we planned it for the lightning, the moving color light in advance. So, yeah.
And that's it.
The magic is there. But yeah, I always like in my film when a scene. I like to play with the lightning in a particular scene in a little bit pop way and with the red and pink lightning. It's like I thought it represents, in a sense, like the danger, but also the love's feeling maybe coming in.
Yeah, it's very romantic. So thank you so much for being with us, Ariane Luisa, director of Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person, section Giornata degli Autori. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very kind.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.